At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for-
welcome, welcome, welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose. I am your host, Edna White, and this is the podcast where we come together with real talk about real issues and struggles in life, relationships, and of course, in our entrepreneurial life. We do this all on purpose so that you, the audience, can know more about work-life balance. And today, our guest is Champagne Graves, who is an entrepreneur and a marketing expert. Welcome to the show, Champagne.
I am so happy to be here, Edna. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your platform.
Oh, you're so welcome. So tell me, how do you show up in the world?
Okay, so I am someone who loves working with women-led startups, and how I work with them is I help them to create great marketing teams, the ones that help them to take everything that is in that beautiful entrepreneurial brain and helps them to create the business that will allow them to get that work-life balance like you were talking about, so that they can show up in the ways that they want to in the rest of their lives.
Wow. That's good, because we need to show up in the rest of our lives. Sometimes as women in business, we get wrapped up in the business and something kind of goes awry in some part of our lives. I like that when we had this conversation pre-show that you talked about the importance of hiring good teams. Can we talk about what that brings about for a business?
Yeah, so really when you delegate in a business, what that allows you to do, it allows you to free up your time so that you can choose to use your time in a more profitable way. Mm-hmm. So I have always thought about it in a way of, are you going to be like the very best, social content creator for your business? Or are you going to be the very best high paid CEO that utilizes a content creator to create leads for your business so you can nurture those leads and you can get those leads to convert and you can serve them?
Yeah. That makes, let me tell you, audience, you guys know that I'm always saying, are you going to be the CEO or are you going to be the worker of your business? Are you going to be the CEO or are you going to be the worker of your business? Which one are you going to be? You know, and it's so important to understand that the different roles, which is so important to hiring the teams, knowing what your team is made of. And I like that what you're saying is it's important to have that team. Now, going from the team, we all know as soon as we say, oh, we need the team, we come up with this number sign. You know, we now have to invest in ourselves. Can we talk about the difference between hiring and investing in your business?
Yeah, so honestly, it really starts with what is your startup budget going to be? Like when you start your business, you need to account for things like your operating costs, mm-hmm. business insurance and licensure,
right.
You know, getting your financials together. So you're going to have some help that way with your bookkeeping at right. the very least. And then I believe the most important part, your marketing and sales. Right. So what is that going to look like? How much is that going to cost? And who are we going to be working with? Like what are we going to want them to do for our yeah. business in order for us to get to that space where everything up here is matching up
right.
with everything that's happening in your business?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really important that it lines up, because I've heard so many of my clients say, I asked them, where's their budget? Where's their, you know, their business plan? They were like, oh, it's up here. This has got to come out of there and actually come on some paper so it could be materialized, because we have a great idea, but sometimes we move too fast. How can we slow down in the process of being an entrepreneur? We have this great idea. Yes. You know, this beautiful idea. And then we move from A to W and not realizing that we need the components. How can we slow that process down? And what does it look like from your point of view in your area?
So honestly, when I want to slow my business down, I take that time for education.
Okay.
So I'm taking that time for education and mentorship.
Okay.
So really, I'm figuring out where are my blind spots right
All
now.
Right.
And how can I better myself so that either I can fill the gap
mm-hmm.
or I can know enough to hire out to fill the gap.
Right.
Okay. And then I'm also learning from people that have made these mistakes and have spent way more money than I have
yeah.
to gain the knowledge
yeah.
to know how to do it right. And so I can do it right the first time instead of, you know, trying to do it myself
yeah.
and doing it wrong and spending all this money on doing it again
yes.
and again and again, instead of going ahead and investing in myself by getting the right mentors around me.
Mm-hmm.
In our conversation, you pointed on something really great, like who are your five strategic partners? And I believe that some of those partners can be paid as well.
Absolutely.
It does not matter if someone is on your strategic team and they are someone that's being paid. Like sometimes they are wanting to be an advisor to you out of the goodness of your heart.
Right.
And sometimes you really do need to pay people for their brain trust.
Exactly.
And what they're offering to you.
Sure.
And so that's a great investment.
Exactly. And I think investment goes a long way when you become an expert. You know, when I hired my coach and I hired a coach to market because I was all over the place. You know, coaches want to, you know, and my career spans as a big span, you know, span longer than yours because you're young, you're a baby girl. And I had all these things, like all these ideas, you know, floating through, and I didn't know where to kind of go with it all. You know, I needed to save everybody. And he quickly told me, no, you don't. Bring it in. Bring it all in. And it took thought and investment. And yes, that person had to be paid to help me do that, because I was all over the place and I wasn't making the revenue that I wanted. It was just like I was doing more in-kind work instead of doing things that were bringing revenue in for me to pay for this, this, and this to keep this all going. And it was a learning experience, but it was an investment. I look at it, it was an investment in my expertise. So now I know what to talk about, and I have boom, 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 so I know an investment is really important. Now, on the marketing end of all of that, how does it look, the difference between sales and marketing? How does that look for the entrepreneur?
Okay, so really you have to understand that these are completely different things, okay?
Good.
So your marketing team is gonna warm up your leads and get them into your funnel. But
Okay.
like it depends on how many funnels you have, and all of that depends on how complicated you want to get with your marketing.
Okay.
Like you can be as complicated as a bucket with over 100 different funnels. Or you can be as simple as one funnel that leads into your newsletter, and in your newsletter you are offering up your products and
Right.
services.
Right.
And then on this side, on sales, after they're warmed up, they're working on converting them. So
Right.
especially if you have a high ticket kind of service or a business to business service,
Right.
a lot of these people are going to want to hop on the phone or at least a Zoom call before they go ahead and pay cash for that.
Right.
So your funnel that your marketing team created and want to warm up and nurture your lead is going to lead to them hopping on a sales call with the sales team member. And that sales team member is going to close the sale, say what they need to say in order to convince the lead that it's a good investment.
Right. So what you're saying now is the CEO doesn't necessarily have to be the closer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, yes, amen, hallelujah. Like, I mean, it's really like the greatest thing ever. And you know what's so great about sales teams? You don't even have to pay them. They can get a commission. They
Right.
can get a commission. And so they are motivated to push your product. They are motivated to sell your stuff.
Love
And
it.
so they want to talk to you about how they can change up their sales scripts, how they can,
Love it.
help with the marketing team warming up leads.
Love it.
They don't, they are the people that are going to help you get that money in the bank, because that's what we want. We want that money in the bank. And so we need to have both of these teams working together in synchronization in
Right.
order to help you create that marketing and sales cycle that is going to get you out of your business so that you can do other things like serve if that's what you want to
Right,
do.
exactly.
Or, like watch Netflix for 5 hours. That's cool too.
It. I am so glad you're teaching me something next level for me. I am a real estate agent, a broker, excuse me, by nature. So sales is always the thing for me, and I'm always, I don't want to do it anymore. And I was like, well, they're bringing in the leads, and I got to close it. But you just sealed the deal. I just wrote this down for myself. Get a sales team and a marketing team work together. Boom, done. They're closing. I love it. I love it. That is, if you have not shared anything most valuable today, this is it. Audience, listen, this is it right here. Entrepreneurs, women, we need to have this team. This is what a team is all about. And I love what you're saying, Champagne. You are the marketing expert on this. We don't need to do it all. We need to be doing CEO things. If it's teaching class, if we love teaching, great. If we don't, great again. But at least we're doing something. We're using taking this brain power, what you said, taking everything in your brain and putting it into action. Because that's what really usually happens, right? We keep everything up here and nothing gets done because we have it up here.
And it gets overwhelming.
It does.
It does. So overwhelming that we don't even start.
Yes, there you go. That's excellent. So overwhelming, we don't even start. I have so many clients that are so overwhelmed. I mean, totally overwhelmed. Because once you get overwhelmed, you can't wipe all of that out. It takes some serious time. Can we talk about that? How can you get your client from overwhelmed to start?
Okay, so first of all, you need to work on their mindset as a CEO.
Okay.
Like, there are different kinds of personalities, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you've ran across this with your clients as well. You know, especially women that are starting their businesses, they want to do it all. They don't necessarily trust people to do it for them.
Absolutely.
And so what I tell them at the beginning is that if you don't trust someone, create an amazing training program.
Right.
Create the best training program that puts everything from up here on paper.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
So that when it comes time for you to finally, like, you know, you have finally worked on changing your mindset, mm-hmm. you've finally, like, gotten through those obstacles, broken through.
Right.
Or in a space where you know and you're confident in who you hire because there's already that training program in place.
Right.
So that they can succeed at what you're trying to make them do.
Great. Yeah, and that makes a whole lot of sense. It really does because, you know, I've even met people that wanted to start a program. We're like going after a grant and I was like, where's the program? Oh, it's up here. I was like, you know, you have to get it out of here in order to offer it as, you know, as if you're requesting a grant, you got the cart before the horse. You got to put it on paper, you know, you got to put it into a course, you know, and it's always that way because when you're overwhelmed, you know, you have so much that you want to give and do, you get overwhelmed. And that's great. That's a great idea right there. So now that we're not overwhelmed anymore, what would be one of the next steps that you would take one of your clients through once you got that mindset kind of like almost blank and or almost focused on one thing? What would be the next step?
At this point, she's excited. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's excited.
Yeah.
And we are excited about hiring. We're excited about delegation.
Mm-hmm.
We are really working together to figure out who are our dream people, what kind of characteristics do they have? Like, are they communicative?
Mm-hmm.
Do they go the extra mile?
Right.
What age are they? You know, mm-hmm. like, what stage are they in life? Are they students? Are they stay-at-home moms?
Right.
You know, you got to understand these kinds of things. And then are they going to show up physically or right. are they going to be in a remote position?
Right.
And so you need to really go through the process of hiring. Mm-hmm. And then also your marketing expert or someone like me
mm-hmm.
would help you to create a job description that will attract people like that.
Right.
Because people are going to be attracted based off of your messaging.
Right.
One thing that I always say is be honest with people when mm-hmm. you're hiring. So if you have a certain rate in which you need to stay, there's a budget
right.
for this certain position, mm-hmm. go ahead and list that on the job description. So people who are looking for something a little bit more,
right.
they don't waste their time and you don't waste your time with them because your time is valuable. And one thing about the hiring process is it can get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it's a CEO thing until you're able to hire an HR manager.
Gotcha.
So it's going to be your problem until you are at the point that you can hire someone else
mm-hmm.
that knows you well enough to help you to create the rest of your team as you go along.
Yeah. And I think that's good. And what I thought of when you were speaking is that we tend to stay on the word small business instead of thinking big business, because big business hires, right? They hire people. I see this all the time. I'm thinking about all my clients. They're all still singular. You know, they're all still, you know, there's no other employees. There's no, you know, administrative assistants. There's no marketing team. There's nothing. And I'm thinking about that, that we're not thinking, we're still at the small stage and the entrepreneurial stage. I think we should change that and we're just business owners. I think that's what we should, because we, you know, we're, humans are so, you know, on target with these words, but we stay so small instead of thinking bigger. You're making me think bigger, and that's important. Thanks so much. That's really great. That's great stuff. I like that. I got to have you back to do a whole workshop like this. This is great. This is really good stuff. Audience, this is so good. This is good for you as an entrepreneur, a business owner now. We're going to start talking business owner. Whole business owner, no small business, business owner, that you're going to be making these strategic moves, you know, creating a team, working team, not just a team, a working team, right? Mm-hmm. You want somebody to work, right? You don't want just a team that nobody does anything and you do everything, but you want a working team, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's really all about taking yourself out of the business as the business grows.
Yes.
You know?
I'm saying yes. Yes. And that's better than scaling. What you're saying to me is a lot better than scaling. 100% better. I can't even, you know, for my own business, people have been asking me, are you hiring other life coaches? And I was like, I had to think about that. I said, of course I am, because if I can't do all the work, I need somebody to kind of help me do that. Never thought about that in a million years, you know, but your business starts to become a business, you know, so it's really good. What you're telling me is, I guess this interview today was for me. So I wanted to ask you one final question. What does scaling mean versus what you're talking about, building the business? What does it mean? What does scaling mean, really?
Really, scaling is all about monetary things.
Okay.
So how are we making more money? How are we hitting our sales goals?
Gotcha.
How are we, you know, looking at sales goals of the past and like okay. maybe adding 10 to 15 to 20% on top of that? And what I'm saying is that we're building a team that will allow us to scale.
Right.
Okay. And then once when that team starts getting in that motion where they understand how to hit those sales goals, mm-hmm. then we start with the scaling of like, okay, so we know that we can do 100,000. So let's try to do 150,000 this year.
Gotcha.
Let's try to do 200,000 the next year.
Right.
Okay. And then again, you as a CEO may not want to do things like manage these people anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you hire someone to manage gotcha. Them. You may gotcha. Not want to do things like hiring people anymore.
Gotcha.
So you hire someone to hire. And so you build a team around you mm-hmm. that is going to help you to scale.
Right.
So your scaling is all about your money. And as you scale, I suggest that you continue to build that team, because that's going to help you to get less and less out of the business
yes.
to do what you want with your time.
Okay, that's great. Well, I said I was going to give you one question, but now I have another one. does this apply to internet businesses or just on internet as well?
Oh, I think it applies to any business model, to
okay.
be honest.
Okay.
I think that it's just one of those things, though, mm-hmm. where you have to not be scared.
Yeah.
You have to not exactly. be scared mm-hmm. of investing in yourself and investing in others.
Yeah.
Because when you hire someone, you're investing
that's good.
In them.
That's good.
You need to also be a really mentor good. To them. And you need to also be willing to say things like, I am here to be your mentor in addition to, hey, I'm paying you to a certain job. Also, you need to accept the fact that they may move on beyond you. Mm-hmm. But again, you fall back on that amazing training program. Right. And if you are the kind of leader that manages a team well, mm-hmm. then that team member will do amazing things like, hey, here's this person that's willing to take my spot so that
you
have to do the process of hiring again.
Absolutely.
Because they're empathetic of what you're going through as a CEO mm-hmm. because they know you, mm-hmm. they like you, they trust you.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Oh my gosh, that makes so much invest in others, you know, be willing to invest in others. Oh my goodness, that's like tremendous. That's tremendous. You're giving away so much great information today, Champagne. I thank you for that. Now, how can we find you on social media?
Yeah, so I give free marketing tips Monday through Friday on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/thechampagne. You spell my name a little bit differently. It's S-H-A-M-P-A-I-G, N as in Nancy, E. Okay? So you find me there, and then you can find me on Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. I produce a little bit of different content on Instagram.
Okay.
But I do still have a marketing highlight there where you can get some marketing content as well.
Absolutely.
And I'm at The Champagne again on Instagram.
Wonderful. Well, audience, you know to look for Champagne, the unique spelling of her name. She spelled it out for you. Get over there, get some marketing tips like we got today, because I'm sure there's much more with this marketing. I'm sure there is. And I'm really thrilled to have you on the show. Thank you so much, Champagne. Is there any final words that you would give the audience to empower them?
I would say, think about where you want your business to eventually be when you're starting your business. Do not think small. Think big.
Yes.
Think about where you want your business to be and what you want your business to do for you.
Great. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Champagne, for being here. Champagne Graves audience, this is Edna White, and it brings us to the end of the show. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it and, you know, post it about on social media and leave a rating or review. To catch the latest from me, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at EJW Coaching. Bye for now, and we'll see you next time.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.